G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 18 of Irk to the Diary Room, that is a part of Channel Irk, and I believe this is the very first time that I've actually recorded an episode of Irk to the Diary Room from the Channel Irk studio. So, hello. It is a interesting time for TV at the moment, as it always seems to be, but I've also been catching up on my DVD collections. You may indeed be able to get these DVDs anywhere. You may be able to get them online or on your local cable affiliate, as a classic example. We're going to go with a bit of a suburban theme today as we talk about a couple of different television series which relate to the social way and the suburban way of living. The first show that I'll be talking about is one that I've had in my collection for some time, but I've only just got around to watching it. I've actually been to the city twice in question, and that particular series is called Portlandia. Of course, it's based on Portland, Oregon in the US, and I absolutely love Portland. I've been there on two separate occasions. The first time was in 2009, and the second time was earlier this year as a part of my American trip, and I'm planning to go back there in 2014, but spend a little bit more time there this time, I think. So I know a lot of people in Portland. I know the basic ethos of the city. In case you don't know, there's a lot of tech companies up there. There's a lot of mummy bloggers. There's a lot of podcasters up there. There's a lot of hippies, for the lack of a better word, up there. A lot of tree huggers, but there's also some beautiful scenery around the place, in and around the Portland, Oregon area. They've got a good public transit system, and it's not the biggest city in the world, or even the biggest city in America, but you can get around there quite easily. There's not a lot of crowding by other standards, like compared to somewhere like New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco. It's a place that you can definitely go and chill out. And due to things such as social media, such as Facebook, such as Twitter, such as podcasting, it's one of the cities that I know rather well without necessarily having been there. You know, I can visualize how things are set up. You know, I can visualize places that I've been. And I, you know, when people talk about, oh, today I'm going down to the Trader Joe's or wherever, as a classic example, or I'm going down to one of the 50 million Starbucks or Youssef 7-Eleven or whatever, I can picture these sort of places. And so I actually purchased the DVD series Portlandia Season 1 before this year's US trip, but I hadn't necessarily got round to watching it yet. My first impressions of the show was that, man, this is absolutely true, absolutely typical of Portland itself, which is usually referred to by the airport code PDX. So if somebody, for instance, on Twitter has PDX in their title somewhere, you can be rest assured that they probably are from Portland, Oregon. Now, it's one of the things that some people have done up there. I don't know of very many people who don't have PDX somewhere in their Twitter handle, for instance. So my first impression was that, you know, it's funny, but it's true. You know, these sort of shows like Seinfeld was a classic example where it takes up the normal mundane sort of stuff that you normally don't get to see on TV. You know, the people drinking coffee shops and going to work and all of those sort of things. It's funny because it's true. Often happens on The Simpsons as well, as a classic example. You think about stuff and you think, that's funny. I can identify with that. It's not so out there that I couldn't necessarily imagine doing that or saying that myself. My next impression after watching the show, watching the season in total, there was only one DVD, I was thinking that the seasons were rather short, and the episodes were rather short as well. Now, I'm not sure if this is typical of US TV or because it wasn't necessarily something that was on one of the big networks, but it was only a very short season. From memory, there was only about 6 episodes. Going into Portlandia, I thought that there would be some sort of story and some sort of cast that you can identify with and follow their adventures through all the episodes. However, to me, with the exception of one particular couple, the show mainly seems to consist of various sketches that you see a person and there's a sketch and you don't ever see that person again. There are some places that are used on more than one occasion and some characters that are used on more than one occasion. But you see some people, for instance, there was a girl who walked into a bookstore and they wanted some particular books that they were studying for college, and the people who were running the bookstore were hippies. They could see the book there and they couldn't quite reach it, so they didn't want to go to any effort to get the book down from the shelf for the lady who wanted it. Although, of course, the question does have to be asked, how did the book get there in the first place? It just didn't necessarily levitate there. But the whole purpose of that particular sketch was that even though it was slightly out of reach, and if you wanted to reach up a little bit further, like on your tippy toes, for instance, you could have got the book down for the lady and you could have had a sale and she would have walked out of the store happy. But no, these hippies from Portlandia, they didn't want to go that extra reaching, you know, by getting up on their tippy toes or whatever. So the lady in question ended up reaching up herself, grabbing the book and running out. There was another classic example I think it was the same episode where a guy wanted to use the bathroom. And this is a common thing that I have noticed when I was in the US, that people hate people just walking off the street and using their toilets. In some big chains, for instance, McDonald's, I noticed in a few places they even had security guards. And in one case I saw in New Orleans, an armed security guard trying to keep people out of the toilets who weren't necessarily paying customers. The long and the short of the Portlandia sketch was that the guy went in and used the toilet, and the people running the store said, "Hey, you have to pay to use the toilet." And so the guy says, "Fine, I'll just buy a book. You know, it's a bookstore after all, I'll just buy a book." And so they recommended him a book, and then they said to him, "No, you can't buy that book and just have it by itself, because that's part of a series. Don't you want to know what happened?" And so in the end, he ended up getting locked in the store because they went out because they needed to get change for the guy after he purchased something. And so he was locked in the store, and that was partly because he needed to go to the toilet again. So, situations like that, funny because it's true. And then you get other situations where you think, yeah, maybe, maybe not. It's just a series of gags thrown together. If you're looking for a story about a particular couple or a particular scene in Portland, you won't necessarily find it. Having said that, some of the jokes may not work outside of the Portland environment and the Portland psyche. As I said, there's a lot of hippies, there's a lot of, you know, let's give everybody a hug and that sort of thing. And so if you were to do the same gag in, for instance, Los Angeles or New York, that particular joke might not work. It's funny. Yeah, it's undoubtedly funny. And I'm the sort of person, as you may know now by listening to this podcast, and if you've known me previously, if I start watching a show, And if I have all of the seasons in front of me, or all the episodes in front of me, depending on what it is, I will keep going on that particular show until it is finished. And then I'll move on to the next thing. And that's exactly what happened with Portlandia. It was very easy just to sit down, watch it for an evening. Yeah, it was funny, had some really laugh out loud moments, but I don't think that I'd necessarily watch it again. If it was something that I was watching on, for instance, a weekly basis, I might watch it once and think, yeah, that was pretty funny, but I wouldn't necessarily be dedicated to it. But because I know the environment, because I know some people who live in that environment, and because I like that sort of environment, yeah, I watched the whole thing in an evening, and then I thought, yeah, then what? So that's Portlandia. I don't know if you'd want to go and watch it before you'd go to Portland. I don't know how. I'm pretty lucky, I guess, because I know people in Portland, so I'm not necessarily doing all the touristy sort of things that you'd do there. It's more sort of do as the locals do, because I know various locals there, and so, you know, I do things that they pretty much do, you know, go for coffees and go hang out and go shopping and all of that sort of stuff, not necessarily go there as a tourist, whereas other places, again, New York, San Francisco, LA, you're more likely to go there as a tourist, and there's more touristy sort of things to do. So that, my friends, is Portlandia. Shauno, get on it. It might help you decide if you like it or not, but yeah, if you're going there for a storyline, don't necessarily rely on the storyline.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know.
Music is life. Music is a way of life for many people. But for many people, music is a struggle. A struggle to get your name heard. A struggle to get your music heard. No longer is music a struggle. Tune in to IRC FM and you can have your music played for people all around the world. Whether your music is from Australia or from around the world, any style of music is fine. There is a place for it on IRC FM. There's IRC FM Metal Mondays, hosted by me, IRC, on Mondays, and about metal. All metal, hard rock, or industrial music accepted. On Wednesdays, there's IRC FM International, bringing you great music from around the world with amazing styles and amazing tunes each and every Wednesday. And on Friday is IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia, bringing you great music from around Australia. IRC FM, where music is life. IRCFM.com.
We are fans of music. We are fans of music, yeah!
You are listening to episode 18 of IRC to the Dory Room, where I talk things, music, TV, entertainment, pop culture, and a lot more. Portlandia, as I was just talking about, definitely fits into the pop culture category for the US. Now, when you think of Australia, Shauno, you might think of, you know, kangaroo meat pies and Holden cars, but you definitely might not think of some of the things that you see in the next show that I'll be talking about, which is called Howzo's. Now, I have to go back a little bit and give you the story about how we get to the Howzo's. There was a TV series many, many years ago now, which was called Pizza. And Pizza was the story of funnily enough, a pizza shop, and some of the things that happen on pizza deliveries. Now, the show pizza and the pizza shop itself, which was called Fat Pizza, was based here in Sydney. And it was a sort of a low-budget, low-brow, lowest common denominator, always sort of going for the cheap laughs and the cheap humour sort of thing. And while some of the situations were realistic, a lot of them were just totally over the top, just thrown in for the shock value or the humour value. Pizza had a couple of series. It also went on to a movie. It also went on to a stage show that went all around Australia. And it's sort of a like one of these cult things that you're either really into or you don't want to touch with a 20-foot pole. There's lots of language, lots of sex, lots of unrealistic sequences. But yeah, it's good for a cheap and dirty laugh, so to speak. So out of pizza came Swift and Shift Couriers, which took the pizza premise to a courier company. That's the word I was looking for. Took it to a courier company, and so a sort similar sort of setup in relation to, you know, instead of making pizza deliveries, you're making courier deliveries. Same sort of thing. Much of the cast was the same. And they actually get people who, at best, I suppose, could be related and regarded as Australian B and C grade celebrities to, in some cases, make cameos, and then in other cases, have a bit more of a starring role. But yeah, same sort of thing. It was, you know, rude, crude, and unrefined. There was lots of language, lots of sex, lots of violence, and lots of unrealistic sequences and that sort of stuff. Again, good for a cheap and dirty laugh, but like pizza and like Hauser, is not necessarily for everyone. So having covered pizza delivery and having dealt with courier deliveries, they decided to go into the suburban home, into what had previously sort of been hinted at the various pizza delivery places that they went to. But this show is called Housos. It's dedicated to people who live in basically what is low-income government housing areas. And so Housos is a bit of an Australian slang. In some cases, ghettos, but in some cases not. You know, it's a term for, as I said, low-cost government housing, usually in some sort of cluster. And so on occasions in some of these areas, there's been a lot of violence, there's been riots, a lot of crime and all of that sort of stuff. But in other areas, totally fine. And so Housos, again, goes for the lowest common denominator. Lots of swearing, lots of language, lots of sex, simulated sex, of course. And lots of humour. Not necessarily to everyone's cup of tea. But you can recognise the main cast members who started with pizza, went to the couriers, and then are in Housos, and same too with some of the B and C grade celebrities. And in some of the cases, you'd really have to know some of the history behind pizza, some of the history behind some of the celebrities to think who they are. For instance, a lot of people in Australia would know who Angry Anderson was. A lot of people in Australia would know who Amanda Keller was, or who Ian Turpie was, or for that matter, someone like Merv Hughes. But outside Australia, it might not necessarily translate so well. Whereas from Australia to Portlandia, it can translate well because I've been in that environment. But if you're American, for instance, Shauno, and you are looking at the Australian environment, you might not identify with this particular environment. Housos also went on to create a movie, Housos versus Authority. I actually haven't seen that movie yet, but if the Fat Pizza movie is any guide, it would basically just be like one really extended long episode into a movie. So if you like, your rude, crude, and unrefined humour, or if you just want to watch it for a change, yeah, you might get something out of it. You might think, in some instances, yeah, it's funny because it's true. And there are people in the real world, and I see them at my place of employment, who do carry on, you know, in the manner that you would see in housos, as a classic example. So again, yeah, it's not for everybody. Not sure if I'm going to check out the movie. I might get it on DVD, I'm not sure. But one thing that I should mention is that actually many, many years ago when pizza was on TV, it was on the SBS network, which is the special broadcasting service meant for ethnic minorities in Australia. And again, this is where Shift and Swift was on, and also the other show that I'm talking about now, Housos, they're all on the same channel. Did fairly well in the ratings and even got nominated for some awards in the pizza series, but not necessarily one that SBS necessarily agreed with. Yeah, there's a lot of ethnic stereotypes. Although having said that, there's probably a lot of people on this show who necessarily wouldn't get onto TV if it wasn't for this particular show. I also did a bit of work on the side for this particular show, for pizza at least, back in the day. As I said, I did a pizza fan site, and I also did one of the actors' official websites there for a while as well. But at the time, I thought that it was really great, but yeah, I wasn't sure where I was going to go with it and didn't necessarily like the direction that some of the show was going in. And so this was, of course, well before podcasting. So, interesting stuff to say the least. But you have to have a certain sense of humour to be able to get that show. So that's Housos. I'll have links for all these shows in the show notes. irktothediaryroom.com.
All aboard! Rooty Hill, Wagga Wagga, Central, King's Cross, Zigzag, Wonderbine, Cook, Kalgoorlie, Adelaide, Southern Cross, Flinders Street, Batman, Cockfosters, 42nd Street, Avenue X, Oatley, Woiwoi, Wonderbine, Niagara Park, Rooty Tooty Hill. It doesn't matter where in the world you like to catch a train from, come and listen to On the Rails with Irk. There's lots of aviation podcasts, but not many for those who love trains. All aboard for On the Rails with Irk. Now departing from a podcast near you. On the Rails with Irk, www.channelirk.com.
You're listening to Irk to the Diary Room, episode 18. And just before I go, I thought I'd give you a couple of updates of what I've been watching lately and what's coming up. I'm not going to necessarily speak in any sort of great detail, but just to give you a bit of a heads up, I have watched the first couple of episodes of the TV drama called Wentworth here in Australia that I spoke about on the last episode. There's some good acting there. Lots of realistic sort of scenes have gone to a real lot of trouble to make things fairly realistic when it comes to the show. One of the things that I mentioned on the previous episode, and I don't like it now that I've actually seen a couple of episodes, is that they are using the names of the characters in the previous show called Prisoner, which it's based on. Now, of course, I can understand that they've based the Wentworth show from 2013 on the Prisoner show, or Prisoner Cell Block H, as some people call it, from the 70s and the 80s, and it's sort of good to acknowledge that. But when it comes down to some of the characters, I don't agree with using the characters' original names in the original series. I don't agree with that. You know, fine, give some nods, you know. I don't mind that the prison is called Wentworth in both series, and that the accommodation in the new series that the show's focused on is called Cell Block H. I don't necessarily mind that, but when you go, and a good example is a character called Lizzie Birdsworth. In the original series, Lizzie was one of these characters that was really one of the linchpins of the show. She was really old and decrepit. She was basically a drunk, but she was basically one of the residents because she was in jail for such a long time that she was part of the furniture, and she didn't have much hope of getting released. So she became one of the protected species of the jail, so to speak. But in this particular series, they've got the character, they've called her Liz Birdsworth, and she's a really, really younger woman. You know, she's in her 20s or 30s. And so for me, it's just wrong to have, you know, these character names reused in such a way all these years later. There's lots of names that they can choose from. Even if they, you know, used someone's first name and someone else's different last name. You know, you can call someone, you know, Doreen Smith, and it's still, you know, it's still recognising the past character, but it's not as obvious as calling the main character B. Smith in this one and B. Smith in the original. I did say on the last episode that Wentworth was shown on two channels at once. It was actually shown on three channels at once. On the opening night, it was shown on Triple One Hits, which is one of the channels that shows Prisoner. It was also shown on Arena, and it was also shown on Soho, and it was also available for non-Foxtel subscribers to download that particular episode for the first week. Maybe trying to encourage people who are Prisoner fans but don't have Foxtel to try and convert. And finally, before I go, there is a new season of The Block, the Australian season of The Block, which is, as I've mentioned before, a renovation/reality show where couples try and renovate a house in a short period of time. This year they've gone one better. I haven't watched any episodes yet, but it is called The Block, Rising Stars, I think it's called, something like that, which basically indicates that they're trying something different, and instead of doing houses or townhouses, as the case has been before, or terraces, they're actually renovating apartments, which will be something interesting again. It's not something, as I said, that I've watched yet, but I'll give you an update towards the end of the series. It's just started now, so I'll probably go on for another 10 weeks or so. While I'm here, I should actually check to see if there's been any feedback in relation to the show. I know Shauna has been listening especially to the show, and that's absolutely awesome. Even though he doesn't necessarily receive all the shows, he did actually mention about the last episode. I was talking about Chicago Fire, and he said that a friend of his in Illinois actually emailed him the story of the TV channel reporting the fake plane crash as actual news, lols, as Shauna would say. So that was cool. That was actually very big news at the time of Chicago Fire reporting or the TV network in Chicago that was reporting things as real news. And one final comment from Sean, I mentioned in episode 14 about watching the TV show Emergency and the TV channel in the US called TV Land. And Sean says, quote, TV Land is indeed a cable network here in the US that specialized in syndicating old TV shows. And it looks like the DVDs that you purchased are bootleg copies. Nothing wrong with that, really, especially if the show isn't currently available for legal purchase. At least it seems you got something that's decent quality. It always doesn't go down like that when you're buying from those kinds of dealers. And so that's our mate Shauno from, of course, No Market. And it was an absolute pleasure, of course, to see Shauno in the US earlier in the year. Another comment from Shauno, who was talking about when I was talking about chips on episode 12. He says, funny to think that they were still building Highway 101 during the filming of Chips. Just goes to show you how not so old a lot of things in California really are. And I also talked about Married with Children. He says that Married with Children was kind of controversial back in the day just due to the nature of the show's humor. Growing up in the Chicago area where the show took place, the show got a lot of coverage in the local media. I watched it, but not on a regular basis, and it still has its moments. Also, Shauno says that he loves the Shauno Notes and that spoilers aren't a big deal to me most of the time. I'm so far behind on my shows, but by the time I actually get around to watching them, I've forgotten about whatever it was that was spoiled. So on this episode, I hope you've enjoyed it. We have spoken about Portlandia, Howzo's, Pizza, Swift and Shift Couriers, and also an overview of The Block, Rising Stars, and also Wentworth. Anywho, I'm Eck. See you next time. And until next time, thanks for listening. Good night, Interweb.